You are not the only one that has been removed. When many minds try to function through one body, it creates a disturbance. Others would say that my wife is insane just now because she is a woman, and yet you, speaking through her, say you are a man and a minister. Another mystery is that Mrs. Wickland is entirely unconscious at this time. S.P. How did I come to this body? Dr. Spirit Helpers brought you here and allowed you to control my wife, because she is a psychic sensitive. S.P. I did not mean to do anybody harm. I just followed the crowd and they pushed me in. I did not know anyone in particular in the crowd. I was blind and could not see, so I just kept with them. Doctor, do you know why you were blind? You had lost your physical eyes but were not aware of the fact. You were in the spirit world but you knew nothing of the spiritual laws. You were in what the Bible calls outer darkness. S.P. Does outer darkness mean when you don't understand? Doctor, yes. When you lost your physical body you lost your physical eyes, but you did not know it, and since you did not understand the higher life your spiritual vision was not open. S.P. I have had a body and I have had eyes. Doctor, you have a spiritual body, but you were mentally blind. Do you remember that Paul spoke of a natural body and a spiritual body? First that which is natural and afterward that which is spiritual. S.P. Do you mean to say that I was spiritually blind when I was a spiritual advisor? Doctor, yes. When you have your spiritual eyes open you will realize what Jesus meant when he said, I and my Father are one. Jesus said, be ye therefore perfect even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect, the Bible says. Add to your faith, knowledge, and Jesus said, know the truth and the truth shall make you free. The Bible states, blessed is he that hath part in the first resurrection, that is, obtains understanding while in the body, on such the second death hath no power, meaning that when ignorance is replaced by understanding spiritual light is obtained. S.P. Do you mean to say that I had no real comprehension of the truth? Doctor, you had faith, but you did not have knowledge, you only had orthodoxy. S.P. Then you mean that all my followers and the church people who came to hear me will all be spiritually blind? Doctor, many of them may be if they follow your teachings. If you look you will probably see others here. S.P. There is a big audience here and they are all listening. During a psychic circle of this nature, many earthbound spirits are brought to profit by the experience of the spirit who is controlling the psychic. Doctor, it is our own stupidity that keeps us back. We should use the wonderful mind that God gave us. We have the marvelous universe to study and try to understand. Did you ever stop to think how fruit grows? You plant a seed in the ground, it decomposes and out of it grows a tree. S.P. That belongs to nature. Doctor, nature is the body of God. God is all in all. You taught that in church. S.P. I have said that many times but I did not see it as you do. Doctor, if God is all in all, would not creation itself be a part of God? S.P. I never thought of it in that light. It seems strange that while I gave truth to my people I should find myself in this darkness. Say, are you a minister? Doctor, no, I am not, but I tried to understand God's wonders and the meaning of existence. S.P. You have studied the Bible pretty well. You seem to know the Bible much better than I did myself. Doctor, I regard its teachings differently. S.P. You seem to quote the Bible by heart. I should like to have you write down all you have told me. I should like to have your statements written down, and if I could give it to the people as you have given it to me, I should be very glad. Doctor, now your spiritual eyes will be opened and you will see others who will teach you the same things. Advanced spirits will teach you how to progress in a rational way in the spirit world, and you will be taught much more than I tell you. You will not be in the dark any longer. If you will look around you may see someone you know, who has passed on. S.P. Should we call them back? Doctor, call them back from where? S.P. From heaven. Doctor, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you, And in the Bible you will find, ye are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. SP. Don't you think we should all go to heaven? Dr. Heaven is not a place. SP. We must have some place to stay. Dr. Heaven is a condition of mind. When you are happy, is that not heaven? The more happiness you create around yourself, the more heaven you will have. Happiness is heaven. SP. But we have to be in some place. Doctor, you are in the spirit world, I have told you that. You can only attain heaven, or happiness, as you develop. SP. Where is that place, the spirit world? Doctor, it surrounds the physical world. You will be taught all that. Jesus said, seek, and ye shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. SP. There are many people here. Spirits, some are very happy and contented, and they seem to be asking me to come to the home of understanding, life, happiness and the spirit world. What is the spirit world? Doctor, that is the world of the spirits who understand nature's higher laws. SP. Before I go with them, I should so like to send a message to my wife. Will somebody take it to her? Mrs. H. W. I will be glad to. SP. Tell my wife I have found that life is more serious than I thought and we should try to understand more of God's wonders and not only believe. Spiritual vision opening, with a flood of understanding. Face upturned and arms outstretched. I want to tell my wife that I have learned more about the wonderful world beyond than I ever knew before. My spiritual eyes are open. I wish so much that she could accept the proof that has been revealed to me. All this time, as you have told me, I have been dead. I have been in darkness but, as this gentleman tells me, it was a spiritual darkness. My eyes are open and I can now see. A beautiful world lies before me. I want my wife to understand these things so that she will not be in the dark as I have been. Tell her not to have belief alone. Investigate, and find out what the life beyond is. I do wish I could teach about the beautiful land beyond as I see it before me. There are wonderful landscapes and homes of all descriptions. My eyes are open and now I see. Here is one beautiful home, and there another. A man stands here and he says to me that the homes in the spirit world are not bought with money, but are acquired by good acts done here on earth. This man, this teacher, says, be unselfish, and have love for others, then you will have a beautiful home in the spirit world. If you live for yourself alone, you will have only a little shanty, for you have done nothing to help your fellow man. Give help to others and serve the ones who need help. These are also the teachings of Jesus. I see beautiful homes around, but where is mine? I have none. I have not seen it yet. Doctor, by helping and serving others you will soon have won. SP. I want my wife to know that we should live so on earth that when we come to the beautiful world beyond we shall have a home. We must do as our better nature tells us to do. Doctor, now you are preaching an excellent sermon. SP. I am not preaching it. This man, spirit, tells me that, he stands right here by me. He says, the Bible states, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. He says, I will illustrate to you what a home would be if a man sells his soul for money and does not help others. There is the home of a millionaire who has taken money from the poor people and grasped all he could. In the spirit world his house will be a mere hovel in the ground, for he could not enter one of those beautiful homes. Those homes were built by good deeds done for others and not for self. He will have to work, through service, to an understanding of a higher condition. There are homes of all descriptions, and castles, too. This teacher says that many times there are in these beautiful castles poor old widows and men who were outcasts, but who live for others and not for self. Their acts were acts of kindness, not selfishness. They made many sacrifices. There are many homes, from castles down and down, until they are made of dirt, many surrounded by snakes, a miserable condition through which the selfish must pass. Now he points to a house and says, this is yours, this little, tiny house. You were honest in what you taught, so you have a house, even though small. Some have none. You did not seek for the truth, you accepted things as they were presented to you. Now you will have to work for others, and make a home for your wife and children. You must work now and try to help them realize the beauties of the life beyond. Is it not more beautiful to see the spirit world in the true sense of life than to preach the gospel of condemnation? Why should we not open our spiritual eyes and understand God as He is, instead of picturing Him as a monster of cruelty? He says, Christians murder their fellow men. The war has grown out of selfishness. The churches will soon fall, and there will be a new religion that will bring true understanding, and all people on earth will open their eyes and see the real truth of God's wonderful manifestations. Isn't it wonderful? How I wish I could come back and tell people the truth as I see it now. I would tell my people that I had not taught properly and so had not helped them. Now I could give them the truth and help them. I would not need to tell them that if they did not live the right kind of life they would go to hell. Hell is only ignorance and selfishness. If only I could give this truth to my followers. How I wish I could go back and preach what I know now. I would work to help them to a spiritual understanding and I would not teach condemnation, as I sometimes did. I would try to help them open their eyes and understand what life really is. I wish that they could see the beautiful land and homes that I have seen. I will work, and work hard, to make a home for my wife and children. The home I want is not mine yet, but I have a small beginning. I will work to give my wife and children the home I have always wanted them to have. What is this? With great excitement, this man says this is the lower sphere I see, where ignorant spirits travel in darkness. Here is another scene which is the result of my work. How sick these spirits are, and how crippled. They are blind and grasping. Doctor, they are showing you the lower earth sphere. S.P. This man says they are showing me the result of orthodox teaching. Look at those drunkards and murderers. Doctor, they are now showing you these scenes, so when you leave this body and begin to progress you can better help others. S.P. He says, this is a condition which false teachings and human selfishness have created. These spirits look like snakes. Look at the nails on their hands. This is terrible. Some are on their knees, crawling, and some are on all fours. That and that and that is my work. Oh, God. This is the result of wrong teaching. It is terrible. Now this man shows me an asylum of crazy people, and there are crazy spirits around them all. Oh, that is hell, hell, they shout and howl. What a sight, what a horrible sight, they are showing me the real things. Here is a human being with three or four spirits crawling on him. Now he shows me another place. It is this place, here, Institute Hall. There is a spirit home built within this room and in a hall. There are many spirits here. He says, we take them from obsessed mortals and bring them into this hall and keep them there until we can convert them. Often we must have them control this psychic to bring them to an understanding. By bringing one to an understanding, the door is opened for many others. One or two are allowed to control and the others see how they are enlightened, and then they learn that they also must go with friendly spirits to the world beyond. Let us preach the gospel of truth so there will not be this earthbound spirit condition, caused by ignorance and selfishness. If only I could return to help preach this great truth that I have found. Doctor, now you have been shown the way and you must go with these advanced spirits who will help you. S.P. Will I go with that man? Doctor, yes. He will teach you many great truths. S.P. He says that it is false teaching of ministers which brings people to this hell. He says I must go, but before I go I want to thank you all for helping me to a home in the spirit world. To Mr. A, he also wants me to ask you to please forgive me. I meant no wrong to your wife, it was only ignorance on my part. To Mrs. A, I want to ask you to forgive me. I will help you all I can, but not before I know how. I will do all within my power to help you become free from the condition you are in. Now I see those around you. Fight, and we will help you win. I also want to thank you, Mrs. W., for helping me, because this man says you helped me to an understanding. God bless you and my dear wife. Please bring this message to her. 3 years after the above experience, when Mrs. H. W. was again present in our circle, the spirit of Pastor Nelson returned and spoke through the psychic experience. March 14, 1923. Spirit, J. 0. Nelson. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland, I have come here tonight to thank you all for the help I received in this little circle. You gave me the truth, and I also learned that I had unconsciously been obsessing someone. I wish all could understand and know the laws that govern the spirit conditions on this earth life. I was not a bad spirit, but I was ignorant of the laws. I should have been much more enlightened, because I used to preach to people and try to help them understand the real life, but how few ministers who stand in the pulpit today give out the truth. They all know there is a life after this, but they cling to the old orthodox belief. Some are ready to grasp the truth and some are not. I thank you for helping me. I felt like saying I was in hell because of those electric sparks, for I thought the devil himself was after me, but I was brought to a realization of what I should have done when in life, and that I should not obsess anyone. To Mrs. H. W., I also want to thank you, Mrs. W., for helping me, and to ask your forgiveness for having obsessed your daughter. But I assure you I did it unconsciously. I did not realize the laws that govern. I was not taught myself. I thought I was teaching my people about the real life, but I was not. I preached about Christ dying for our sins, that you must believe, and faith will make you free. That is not so. To faith, we must add knowledge, and that will make us free, so the good book says. I did not preach that. I taught, to faith add belief and you will be saved. How very little ministers do to help uplift people or to give them a right understanding of God. We always tell them to believe, believe. We do not want people to have knowledge, because then they begin to ask questions that we cannot answer, so we tell them to believe and have patience, and they will be saved. Why should we not teach them the real truth and have them understand God and life in the true sense? The time is coming when the ministers cannot preach the old dogmas to the people. They will have to change if they want the people to fill their churches. I know I was not a good minister, I mean I was not popular. I could never hold my people because I did not have my whole heart and soul in the work. I felt that we should believe, but at times a strong power came to me and I felt that I should have more real knowledge of the life hereafter, but I shut the door to it. Now I am sorry that I did not try to investigate more. When I went out of my body I went so quickly that I did not realize the change. You know, Mrs. W., there was quite a company of us and we were all rushing to get home. I stepped over to the other track and another train, which I did not see coming, killed me. I did not even realize that I was hurt. When the rest of them went home, I went with them. I went to my home but I did not realize that anything unusual had taken place. I could not understand things. I went first to one, then another, but nobody seemed to notice me. It was very queer. I did not know what to do. Where should I go? Where could I go? I went to my church and stayed there. Still I did not realize that I had passed out. One day, Mrs. W., you came to church. In your thoughts of me I saw a light, because I was in darkness. I did not feel sick, but I did not feel quite myself, so I followed you to see if I could get an explanation. When you reached home, suddenly I seemed to be closed up in a room, and I was in very close quarters. Obsessing Mrs. W.'s daughter, Mrs. E. After a while I went to sleep. I slept in a way, and still I felt weak and had such a strange sensation. There were several others with me, but I cannot describe the condition except to say that we seemed to be in a room too small for us. We were all packed in like sardines. I could hardly get my breath. Then I fell asleep and I slept for a long time. I did not realize anything after that until I got fire all over my body. Static electricity given patient. There seemed to be fire all over me and I could not realize what it was. All I could see was this fire and how it thundered. At first I thought I was really dead and in hell, because I could not imagine anything else. I thought, I, a minister, trying to save people from hell, and here I am, right in it myself. Then I woke up and there was more fire, but before I knew it, I was alive again and I could talk, which I could not do before. Having been transferred to Mrs. Wickland, while I did not know I was dead, yet I felt I had to come to life again. I found I had been brought to this little circle for help, and I want to thank you all for waking me up. I have no grudge against you for having given me that hellfire. It helped me from hell to heaven, or as we like to call it, the spirit world. I found the hereafter very different from anything I ever dreamed of. What do we think, we ministers? I want to say that we do not think at all. We preach, but we do not practice. We do not realize what we are doing when we try to save people. Save them from what? Since I left you and you gave me the true understanding of life as it is, I have seen much. I have learned much. In the 3 years since I woke up, I do not say 3 years since I passed out, because the rest of the time I was in a dream state, but in the 3 years since I have had an understanding of life, everything has been so beautiful, and I have been very happy and busy. I have my hands full with my work. My mission is to go to the religious fanatics in the spirit world and preach to them the truth. They are in darkness. They pray and sing and they think that Christ died for their sins. All they do is to pray and sing, and they do not get anywhere. There are many people on the earth plane who go insane, but they are only controlled by crazy spirits who are religious fanatics, and all they do is sing and pray. They are wild. Some I cannot reach, some I can turn to an understanding of the higher life. I hope the time will come when the ministers who preach the gospel will preach a true interpretation of the Bible, not the one orthodoxy teaches. Mrs. W., I want you to tell the pastor of your church that I said he must not hide his light under a bushel, but must teach the truth. He must study and learn the true lesson of life. He must give out the truth to his people. Tell him I said he can give it out, little by little, and before he knows it he will have given them the whole truth, and he will have many more people attending his church than he has now. People do not believe now in the old dogmas, but they want something the truth. Tell him that I wanted you to say this to him. I have found my home in the spirit world and am happy, but I have a great deal to do. I have to undo the wrong teaching I gave to the people when I was on earth. I taught dogma and now am I have to give them the truth. Mrs. W., please forgive me for having obsessed your daughter. I had no intention of doing what I did, for I did it unconsciously. Before I go, I want to ask a favor of you, Mrs. W., and that is, tell Reverend W. to study and look into the truth before he comes to the spirit world, so he will not be in darkness as I was. Tell him he can give the truth to his people because the majority are ready for it. It is very monotonous to sit and listen to the old time dogmas over and over again. Tell him I said if he does not do this, people will leave his church. He is a good speaker and a good man, and if he teaches the real truth, as he will find it if he studies, he will have many followers, but if he keeps on with the old doctrine he will not have many attending his church. If he interests his congregation and has a revival meeting to tell them he has found the real truth, he will see things will soon be different. Nearly everyone in his church has been to some spiritualist meeting. They want the truth, so tell him to give it to them. Tell him the old people in the home should be rightly taught, because they will soon come to the spirit side of life, and it is better that they should know about the land they are going to. The young men of the present day do not want to be orthodox ministers. They want other doctrines. They know the old dogma is not the real truth, and they do not want to preach contrary to their knowledge. There are not many applications for the ministry now. Tell Reverend W. if he will preach the truth, he will have many young people in his church. Tell him to present the ideas of the founder of his church. John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist Church, lectured on spirit phenomena. All he has to do is to present Wesley's doctrine. Now I must go. Good night. Chapter 14, Christian Science. The domination of any one fixed opinion to the exclusion of further mental growth holds the spirit in a state of non-progression, as has been attested by intelligences who on earth had held strongly to the Christian Science teaching regarding the non-existence of matter, and who have told of the difficulties encountered in freeing themselves. A friend of ours had been a deep student of Christian Science and at the same time an investigator of the facts concerning spirit return. Shortly after he had passed away, he was brought to our circle to be awakened through controlling Mrs. Wickland, and has since told us something of the conditions in the spirit world. Experience, January 27, 1918. Spirit, Mr. H.M. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland, I am pleased to come here again. I felt that I must take advantage of this evening to say something to my dear wife, present in the circle. I am so glad I can talk to her as we always talked. I am happy she is here. God bless you, my wife. We were so happy together, I would not care to come back here at all if it were not that she is still on earth. This world is only a school where we gain understanding through experience. In the spirit world we go on and on, progressing, but before we can progress we must have understanding of the spiritual laws. If we have not the right understanding then we remain in darkness and hover around the earth plane. I am pleased that I had even a little knowledge of the higher life, for when I reached them my spiritual eyes were open and I could see and realize the beauties of the spirit world. I have met many of my dear friends on the spirit side of life. Many whom I knew are still in darkness and I have tried to help them understand their transition. If I could only express the conditions on the spirit side of life so that you would get the full meaning. There is such beauty, such harmony. I have to thank Little Silver Star, one of Mrs. Wickland's guides, for having awakened me when I reached the other side. Even with my knowledge of the other world I might have slept a long time, because when I passed out I was in a heavy sleep from an opiate which was given me on account of the nature of my sickness. But this little Indian girl called me by name and woke me up, and brought me to the spirit world. You know I had been sick for a long time and I was very sick before I passed out. I made my mistake in trying for so long to cure myself. Christian Science says we should overcome matter. We cannot overcome matter by will. When we are in the physical body and the body needs certain forces of which it is made, if we do not get them in our food we must get them through medicine and so build up the body, because will cannot conquer substance. God has given us a will to use as a force in nature and we should use it rightly. When as scientists we refuse to do this we must suffer the consequences. I was an example of such a consequence. I went into science with full willpower and full faith that there is no such thing as matter and that we should overcome it. I tried and failed. Mrs. Eddy is suffering now for advancing that idea. When you have a dress that is wearing out you try to get some material of the same color and quality with which to mend the dress. We do not do that with our bodies. We think the body should develop the substance it needs when it wears out. I did not get enough elements in my food to build up my physical body, my organs became atrophied and sluggish and were inactive because I did not take the right food to give them proper activity. I should have gone to a physician to have them put in normal condition, but instead I tried to use my will to make them work. I tried by intelligence to overcome and build up the weak part of my body. That is just as if one refused to mend a worn place in a dress, insisting that no hole could come in that dress. I was just as foolish about my body, and I had to suffer the results. When the body needs toning up we must do something to tone it up and to get the electric forces set right. I passed out because I wore out my body with my mind and did not feed it or take sufficient care of it. God gave us our bodies and He also gave us minds to take care of them. If we become one-sided and think mind is all then we get into trouble. I took good care of my clothes, but how little I took care of my body. If I had paid half as much attention to my body as I did to my clothes I feel that I would have been on earth today. Probably someday things will be so understood that there will be no death, I mean that we will merely step out of the physical body into the spirit world. If one would prepare himself for passing out of the body as he does for a journey, he would be able to say, "Now I am ready to go, I am through with this world."